Continuing. Polish soldiers had killed dozens of the villagers, most of them women and children. Worse than the fact of their murders was the manner in which they were committed. Many were beaten to death, disemboweled, or set on fire. Some women had their breasts sliced off, while others had their eyes gouged out, or their noses and tongues removed. According to one of the Polish soldiers who took part in the massacre, there were some among us who were enjoying this butchery. To revenge oneself at last for the crime of one's own vile return of pain and sadness, for all the love you brought, to be the one to own that seeming power, its semblance, may serve a perverse satisfaction, if one's soul was lost long ago, and only rage was left. Nothing of joy would I attach to this, not a bit of it. Just knee-jerk reaction to an unknown cost, one's own abandonment. Continuing. Most of the historical sources for this massacre come from the Ukrainian side, which had a vested interest in portraying Polish brutality, but even allowing for a certain degree of embellishment, it was an undeniably horrific event. Neither did it end there. 2 months later, the army returned to Svadka Morochowska and instructed all the surviving inhabitants to gather their things and cross the border into Soviet Ukraine. All the remaining buildings, apart from the school and the church, were torched. And as a warning of what awaited the villagers if they stayed, a group of 11 men were shot. Finally, in April, after several more villagers had been killed, the church and the school were also destroyed, and the entire population was rounded up and forcibly expelled from the country. During the course of these operations, some 56 people had been murdered, and many others horribly wounded. The village was all but wiped from the map. Thank you for listening. And next week, we'll continue Chapter 18. Savage Continent by Keith Lowe. Until then, peace.